This is Tactical Advantage with John Register, presented by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Tactical Advantage brings news, information, and resources to military-connected people of color throughout the Pikes Peak region. Now, here's your host, John Register.
Hey, welcome everybody to another Saturday of Learning which awakes us all. My name is John Register and you're on the Tactical Advantage. Thanks for joining in with us. I'm so thankful for Mike who's been just kind of taking over for me in the past month because I just like been on vacation as well as doing some speaking all around the country. Country's opening back up again and so I'm doing some in-person as well as online things, hybrid. So we're just seeing what's going on in the whole community of called the United States of America. So it's been great. We get a chance also to come up to the World Expo is going to be going on over in Dubai. So that's the 2020 World Expo. So I'll be doing some work over there with our U.S. State Department and the USA Pavilion that we will have. So let's get into our show here for this day on this Saturday. I hope you're having a great, fantastic day. You had a great week. And we want to always shout out Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, as well as Wirenut Home Services. That is our sponsor, Star Dental Institute, another sponsor of ours, and Medicare Mentors. Some upcoming events at Mount Carmel before we jump into the show. Wednesday in October, we have Cooking Matters for Families. Classes every Wednesday evening in October from 5:30 to 7:30 at Mount Carmel. New classes for parents and caregivers with children 8 and older. Cook and share meals together free. New ideas for quick, healthy meals. I definitely need that as I just finished a donut. And get kids more involved in their mealtime. On Thursdays in October, Writing Workshop October series. Every Thursday this month from 5 to 6:30 p.m., books that inspire us to write. Free snacks are included. I love free snacks. Maybe I can use that for the healthy meals that I need to have during my mealtime. All right, food distribution next Thursday, October 28th at 11 a.m., Norris Penrose Event Center. That's going to be going on the upper lot right across from the street from Mount Carmel. Art Expression Group meets at 5:30 on Mondays. Music program every Monday at 5 p.m. Yoga Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Reboot Group meets Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., helping veterans and their families, members overcome trauma. Family Art Expression is every Wednesday at 5:30, and the Women Veterans Group meets every Friday at Mount Carmel from 12:30 to 1:30, Tai Chi, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. So now you're all up to date. What a show we have for you. We're going to be focusing on how LinkedIn 101 assists veterans in presenting their best self to employers. And then also we'll be talking about helping veterans transition in the workplace, the classes, the workshops, resume building tools to get you where you want to be, all free. My favorite four-letter word. And then how one veteran is making a difference for people of color in Colorado Springs, creating opportunities in the community. We hear her inspiring stories of never giving up despite any obstacle that's in our path. You know, that's what we're always talking about, how we overcome the obstacles that are there in our lives. So let's get ready to jump into the Tactical Advantage with some amazing guests that we have. Let's go.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
All right, what's going on, everybody? We have Senior Customer Success Manager for LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. Teaches LinkedIn 101 workshops for veterans over at Mount Carmel. Welcome, Nicole Bosco. Nikki, what's going on?
Hello. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to talking with you all forever because LinkedIn really is my jam.
Yes.
It's so good. So what's the purpose of your course for 101 for veterans over at Mount Carmel?
The The purpose to help is to help spouses and veterans find their dream job.
I love because that's just like so basic, but it's also so rich and so deep. Yes. And so there's some nuggets, you know, kind of pulling out. Yes. What have you seen as far as, you know, the class and how people kind of the aha moment comes for them or their spouse to get that dream job that they're looking for?
Yes. So that word of finding a job or that idea is really quite simple. But I think the light bulb moment is this aha when we really zoom out and realize there's a lot going on before you find a job. And there's a lot of opportunity to leverage LinkedIn to give back after you find a role. Mm. And so we really, during the session, talk about all of those things. So it is building your profile. It is building a presence on the site. And that presence is truly all about giving value and giving out first before you ask for something. And there's a beautiful connection between, I think, what those that have served feel, right? We before I. So the conversations are always really great and the light bulb moments come quickly in those calls.
So here's the deal. So I'm eating a donut. I'm over here. I got this donut.
Okay.
I know you don't do donuts because you're like ultra marathoner guy.
Yeah.
Gal.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. I take a picture of my donut. Do I put that on LinkedIn like I would do on Instagram or on other social media channels?
Great question. You can. So, but you're going to put it through the context and the lens of a professional. So you as a professional or a professional business context. So I would ask you that photo, where did the donut come from? Came from Dunkin'. I don't know if we're allowed to say that, right? But whatever. And then maybe you talk about your experience. What was it like as a customer being in that store? Mm-hmm. So it's all about context. And so within LinkedIn, talk about the donut, but what does it mean for the donut as a business and you as someone receiving that?
You know, I think that's the where people don't understand of what's really going on behind a photograph, right?
Yes.
So I can see that's this thing right over here, but there's a lot that's taking me to that moment and I can share that experience of it. And that brings everything, you know, together. When companies are hiring, what are they trying to bring together when it comes to hiring veterans? What employers trying to look for?
Oh gosh, so I think there's a lot to unpack
loaded questions,
there. Okay, so let me just tell you a story instead. So I was running a 50-mile race in Fairplay, Colorado, with the Human Potential Running Series. So there's a lot of time out there, right, to talk. And what we're seeing right now with the labor shortage, there's 10 million jobs on LinkedIn and 9 million job seekers. So I'm running and I see this guy, you know, running next to me. We start talking. He's a project engineer for this company and he's trying to hire for his team. And I was like, oh, can you tell me more? I would love to learn. What are you looking for when you're hiring? He's like, well, I need someone 5 to 7 years of experience, but right now that is out of the question. And I was like, well, would you be open to talking to me a little bit more? Because I work with veterans and folks are trying to find roles and transition and communicate their skills. He's like, look, I would hire hard work any day over 5 to 7 years of experience. And I go, aha, now we're on to something. Now, how are we communicating? I used to say soft skills until I heard Elon Musk say human skills. Folks that I've talked to who have served women and men, leadership, collaboration, ability to manage through ambiguity, ability to manage through uncertainty, all of these things, teamwork, team building, that's what employers want. And that is actually what they need right now, because a lot of these things like 5 to 7 years have to go out the window. We have to put people in roles.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, for what we see in a lot of things that have been shifting and the market shifting for around jobs and people trying to get folks just kind of, I'll take anybody, just come, I need a warm body. What's the skill set that's actually needed to drive my company that I have? And we're seeing this, like you said, this exodus, this
great resignation
of individuals. And I think what, you know, from my lens as a professional speaker, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, okay, why is that happening? What's the real thing that's going on behind here? And there's been this values shift of people used to saying that family was important. Now family actually is important. And how was I being treated by my employer, by my company, when my family was important? The dogs and the cats are running around the Zoom calls and you're telling me to be on the camera. You're telling me to have a you know, spyware on to like make sure I'm on camera or that I'm doing the job I'm supposed to be doing. And I think people remember that, you know, and they're looking for this. With your role and you're seeing spouses and veterans trying to look for these, how do they articulate, you know, I'm here, I'm showing up, I'm for you, to differentiate themselves from those that might have had another, you know, a shift shift in the market?
So I think the first step is really owning the story. Mm-hmm. So being able to craft the narrative inside an interview, inside a conversation, and saying and leading with, these are the strengths that I see in myself, and here's how I bring that, regardless of what the interview, well, not necessarily regardless of what the interview question was, but empowering you as a person to take ownership over that narrative, showing up on your LinkedIn profile, showing up on LinkedIn.com, and showing up to an interview in that way. And in your resume, do you have a paragraph at the top of your resume that says, this is my objective, this is who I am? So owning that story, and you get to own that story. And so I believe there's a lot of power in creating that context and pushing forward those human skills that mm-hmm. are very much needed. Even if the employer or the person you're talking to forgets that that is important, help them see how important that is to having their team see success. You need someone on your team like this person who's talking about these values.
It's interesting because what's coming up for me is, so I work with some athletes, someone went to the Olympic and the Paralympic Games, on how to tell their story mm-hmm. and sound bites, right? So bring it down. Because when the microphone gets in front of your face and you're tired and you don't know what's going to come up, rehearse that over and over again so mm-hmm. you have what you want to get out. Even if they ask you a different question, go to what you know and just kind of just tagging on that. You have some stories that are just amazing to me. And I want to kind of see how you articulate that. For one, in 2020, you've completed 208 mile ultra marathons. There's a 208 miles that you ran?
Yes.
At one time?
Yes.
You did 208 miles at one time?
Yes.
The highest elevation for a 200 mile in the U.S. And you swam in four different oceans?
Yes.
You swam across four different oceans, or you
just... I just swam in them.
Because if you did 208 miles, yeah. I'm just saying, okay, you're pretty much
The Arctic Ocean, I don't remember. I was 12 years old with my grandma in Norway in the Arctic Circle, and I don't remember putting my head all the way under, so I don't know if we're going to count that. But I was in the Arctic Ocean in my swimming suit. Gosh. We're going to count that,
What does that teach you? I mean, as far as the long haul, the long play for people, you know, in job seeking?
Gosh, so much. Related to job seeking, is an ocean of rejection. Mm-hmm. And knowing that up front helps you realize that it is in fact finite and there's another side to it. Getting on the other side of it, but it's gonna feel pretty terrible for a while. And if it feels terrible, that's actually really normal and you're actually on the right path. And so that's what an ultra race is. It feels pretty terrible most of the time. There's a few highs, mostly lows, but it does end and it goes left foot, right foot. And that's actually the only way to get there is by foot.
But you've done it over again. So it does begin, it does end. And then you say, I want to do that.
Yes.
Again.
I heard a quote in this documentary called May Rue that said the best alpinists have the worst memory. What does Ted Lasso say? Be a goldfish.
Be a goldfish. Yeah.
Be a goldfish.
Short memories. I have a fascinating conversation with you so far. I know you got to go and you got to run. We're going to come back and we're going to do a part two on this. And so we'll just do it on, probably do it on a Zoom thing. We'll do that. Everyone, we're talking with Nikki Bosco, Senior Customer Success Manager for LinkedIn, teaches LinkedIn 101 workshops for veterans over at Mount Carmel. So thanks for being with us. But we're going to do part two.
Great.
Coming up. So stay tuned for that, everybody. And we'll be back right after this on The Tactical Advantage with John Register.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Tactical Advantage with John Register. Oh, my gosh. We have Nick Wermbluski is in the house today. Once again, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Nick is the peer navigator, transition and employment for Mount Carmel Veteran Services, a fantastic organization that's in our local community. Can you talk? How did Mount Carmel get its start?
Back in 2016, it was started by Jay Shimino. He's the owner. Yep. He wanted to do something for veterans to kind of give back and help out with some resources that, they're not in so many other places. A lot of military guys have a lot of hard times transitioning out of the military and back into civilian life. And, when I got out, I didn't have a lot of these resources. And so Jay kind of saw the need for it, and he started putting two and two together. So we kind of came up with a game plan, and kind of rock and rolled from there.
So what are some like the challenges that our veterans are, you know, kind of that you've seen maybe in today's age of, you know, kind of post 9/11, we call it, or, you know, who just kind of ended the 20-year war campaign in Iraq, Afghanistan, versus, you know, a little bit earlier when folks were coming out? Are there the same challenges?
Or I would think so. I mean, you know, when I came out, I had the VAs there. A lot of the older guys that I meet tell me the stories about when they got out, there was no VA for them. There was no kind of resources at all. So I think that guys getting out nowadays definitely have a lot more to be able to help them out and transition and really be successful in the after part.
Do you think with that transition piece where we don't understand or we don't see as veterans the opportunities that are there, is because we're paying attention to so many other things, or the resources are there, but because we're so, what am I going to do next? We don't really push into that or see the resources that might be available.
I think that's kind of a hard question, because I mean, when you think about getting out of the military, of course, you're pretty scared about how you're going to make your living.
Right.
Especially if you've got a family, and then at the same time, you might be in a state that you don't want to stay in. So, you know, finding the resources with where you're going to be going to or where you're going to be staying at, I think is probably the difficult part. A lot of states don't have the resources like we do here in Colorado Springs. So,
with Mount Carmel Veteran Service, is there a cost to being a part of that?
No. Well, there's three tiers to our services. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot more than just the three tiers. Mm-hmm. Optician and you know, little classes that we offer here and there. But the three tiers being transition and employment, my department, our department is free. So anyone can come in. We do not charge for our services. Then there's the Veteran Family Resources. Just like us, you know, that's a free service to veterans. And there's no cost whatsoever to that. And then behavioral health. And they do kind of a low cost, no cost kind of service to vets. They kind of work with them to see what can be paid, if anything at all. And just, you know, it's more there to really help the people out than anything else.
And, you know, so you have transition and kind of in employment, the veteran family resources and the behavior health, and you said low cost, no cost.
Right.
Is this for veterans and dependents, or is it just for veteran population?
From what I understand, all three departments are for veterans and dependents. Mm-hmm. I know that transition and employment, we do service veterans, military spouses, and their adult children between the ages of 18 and 26. So...
And so it's pretty much the triage is the same way. Do you make an appointment to come in? Is that the kind of...
You don't always have to make an appointment, but it is best because, I mean, sometimes it's really hard to kind of get through with someone to really find out what the problem is, what mm-hmm. their needs for, you know, for coming in are. It's not like everyone can walk in and just kind of lay it out for you in 10 minutes. So sometimes you talk for a little bit.
And how did you get connected? What's your story around making, you know, brought you to Mount Carmel to serve?
I was working for Jay Shimino on a different platform. So, you know, and I started to learn a little bit about the Mount Carmel. I did actually some work in the building. And when it was time to make a career change, I found the posting. So I applied for it, and then poof, there it was.
And what have you discovered, you know, as you've been working there? Because I know, they do some fantastic services, you know, and helping veterans. Sometimes it doesn't always get out to like the southeast part of the community and things. And I know we're trying to work with, Pueblo and Point South as
right,
well.
Right.
How are you trying to kind of push that out outside of, you know, kind of being on the radio and sharing? Sharing the gospel according to Mount Carmel.
Well, I mean, we do hold classes and try to, you know, network as much mm-hmm. as humanly possible. And I think that every one of us in that building has been out to be a part of that somehow, some way. Really kind of just talking with the people and kind of, you know, extending our services, like you were saying, as far as we can go. We're down at, you know, going into Trinidad as well.
Yeah.
So, And I hear rumors of trying to go other places, but I don't want to kind of, I won't speak on that because I'm not too quite sure.
Where? Give us the inside scoop.
That's the thing is I don't know and I don't want to say something wrong. So.
Right. So what is that? What is, you know, you're talking about the network. What are some of those ways in which you're doing that, kind of the tactics behind it? I know you're on Fort Carson and doing some transition pieces. You know, what are some of the other tactics that you're using to get out?
I mean, really, just it's networking of every kind. So, you know, we try to partner up. For example, I went to the Wounded Warrior building, the Wounded Warrior Project building, a couple of weeks back to sit down and kind of just kind of do like an introduction between different organizations that are here to help veterans. And since that introduction, what I've started noticing is that I'm getting a lot of clients that are coming in and like, hey, you know, VSO sent me over, or the VA told me about you guys. Wounded Warrior said I should come, you know, come say hi, and you know, fantastic, something like that. So it's really been a lot. It's been real help.
That's so great that you're networking, because that really does capture, you know, kind of has a net that captures everyone that may fall through the cracks, or so it makes fewer and fewer people, you know, kind of fall through those cracks.
Yeah, to be able to support each other is fantastic. So
So you're a huge Buffalo Bills fan, born and raised in Buffalo.
Absolutely.
What's going on with the team, man?
Oh, buddy, 4-1 right now.
Running good. And then you're also a local musician here in Colorado Springs. We talked a little about that last time. What's going on with the band right now? Heavy metal stuff.
And, the heavy metal band. It's 7 years running. So I think we were just on the radio the other night for Loud and Local. I think we just picked up a show for this coming Sunday. It's a free show that was someone else had booked something at Sunshine Studios, and it kind of fell apart. So they're kind of just filling in pieces, and any band that wants to come in. So I think as of this morning, we just got put on that.
That's nice.
But
so the group's Fall from Silence.
Fall from Silence.
And then what's your instrument? What are you doing?
Oh, I play guitar.
Play guitar. Nice. So I was just we just had a vacation, and I don't play guitar. I played cello for a little while.
Okay.
But they had an ukulele.
Oh yeah.
It was where we were. So they were showing me some chords on the ukulele. So that was cool. I actually got to play a little song.
Nice. You know? Nice.
So I don't know if I'll take it up or not. Maybe I'll go get one. It was pretty good to kind of strum a little bit. I like the sound. It makes me relax.
That's another thing I should probably mention too, is that at Mount Carmel we do have a music program for that exact reason. It's a way for people to relax, you know.
Sure. Yep.
You know, just come on in, and if you don't have a guitar, I think the guy that runs the program has a few guitars there, but it's just designed for veterans to come in just
so to they relax. Teach it as well. Is that the
it's not like, so much teaching, but it is just for guys that, you know, want to play, want to learn how to play, you know, maybe you can learn some tips off each other, things of that nature. And that's on Monday nights at 5 o'clock up in the chapel.
Monday nights, 5 o'clock in the chapel. I may have to come over just kind of look and just chill for sure. Trying to find, always got to find a respite spot. Just trying to get my equilibrium back again. So how can someone volunteer to donate their time with Mount Carmel? They see what you're doing, the great work, the great job, and they say, hey, I think I want to donate some of my time to do that as well.
So the best way right now, and actually the fantastic part, is we just redid our website. So it's usable, it functions correctly, and anyone that wants to volunteer can certainly go right to the website and scroll down to the bottom, and there's a section that you can click on to sign up to be a volunteer. As far as donating anything like that, it's pretty much the same way. Or you can kind of come into the building, and there's a few spots around the building that you can kind of put your magic together and donate.
Is there anything that's coming up right now that's, you know, we're coming into the season where there's a lot of giving that seems to come up during October, November, and then, you know, leading into the holidays of Christmas?
Regarding giving, no. We have things coming up, especially from my department. There's a medical hiring event on the 19th of this month from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have LinkedIn class for veterans coming up on the 28th.
Yeah, we just talked with Nikki a few minutes ago.
And then we have Prep Connect coming up up in November. So
that's fantastic.
And that's so just really the beginning.
What I was thinking about was, you know, entrepreneurs, right? So there's this Veterans Entrepreneurship Program that I went through that's run by Syracuse University. And one of our local folks here, Joel Aldez, has you know, really done a great work to make sure veterans are doing that. And he's part of the Hispanic Chamber. You know, I see, you know, like kind of vet preference or those type of things. Does Mount Carmel do anything to kind of help the entrepreneur to walk through some of those kind of score issues to help them make sure that if they want to become an entrepreneur, they get the vet preference and all those?
It really comes down to, I have not seen much of that.
Yeah.
But it really comes down to what someone wants to do. I know as far as what my, you know, my clients come in, we get them set up, you know, with resumes and kind of the tools that they need and, you know, the confidence to move forward. And then a lot of times they just don't know what they want to do, but they find that out or they apply for a position at home. So I don't see it happen personally in front of me, nor has anybody ever asked me, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm asking now because it's only personal for me, because every time I ask for something, it's going to be personal for me. I want to try to do it.
Yeah.
The reason I ask those questions is because I usually kind of go first and kind of test the waters, kind of even with my prosthetic leg. So I will, sometimes I'll just see what for example, the VA system is doing. Mm-hmm. How does it take me? How long does it take me to get a leg made up going back and forth to Denver or not? And I'll make some findings and I'll tell other vets, you know, here's the system, here's the process, what you have to go through that you can do. And then you can kind of, here's some of the workarounds that you might be able to do with it as well. So does Mount Carmel help kind of with the, here's what you have as a veteran coming into the community. And then here's kind of the faster path that if you want to.
And again, it's case by case scenario. Yeah. A lot of positions don't require or don't even ask about the vet preference, gotcha, unless you're looking more towards like USA jobs type, you know, positions and then things like that. But yes, at that point, anyone that needs help with, you know, with how to kind of maneuver the process is absolutely welcome to come in and we'll sit down with them. We'll go one-on-one and then walk through it together, really.
Yeah. So I want to change gears just a little bit. And so because you have some amazing programs that are out there. And so some are also have, you know, some grants that folks can come in with too. Tell us a bit about the grants programs and how do I get a grant to come in to do one of those programs?
Really, it's not so much a program. It's something that my program offers.
Okay. All right.
So for example, Transition and Employment offers grants that are used towards employment. So for example, if you all of a sudden wanted to change your career and go be a mechanic.
Fly a plane.
Okay. But you need license, you know, obviously you need to go to school for that. And you need your license. Yeah. Our funding can, you know, be utilized to help you pay for that school and or license, mm-hmm, you know, so that you can gain successful employment as a pilot. And for, you know, a lot of people, it's just maybe mechanics tools or construction tools. It could be, you know, nice dress work clothes. Anything that's often used for certifications or, like I said, licensing. But yeah, I mean, really, it's just someone comes in and brings their DD-214 in, and there's a few qualifying factors that we pull from that DD-214, but it's no cost to the veteran, really. And we get things, you know, get some paperwork filled out, things processed through, and we kind of got to have a plan moving forward. Like, so we, in other words, you can't just come in and say, well, I want grant funding. Well, what do you need it for? Oh, I don't know.
So I have an example. Okay. So now I'm thinking, because I always think terms myself, and I'm in a career field as a professional speaker. Mm-hmm. I want to get a certification that will help me to open up another line of that business, like so I can have another down chain as far as a revenue stream. Is that something that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But we would ask that you had a plan coming in. So where do you want to get the certification? Mm-hmm. Did you have an idea of what a school in mind or something of the sort?
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we worked with you pretty much from that point to see if we can get that certification paid for. You know, some certifications are quite costly.
Yeah.
So we might take a different route, mm-hmm, to obtain that certification than what the veteran originally had in mind. But absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, you know, things like that happened with COVID, for example, you know, so whole speaker industry shuts down. I mean, I did transition online, but the, you know, maybe that I was thinking about, maybe I'll do a coaching program, right? So maybe, mm-hmm, I try to do this coaching certification over here because people were asking for that thing. So we always in business are trying to, if you're asking for it, I probably can deliver it, right? So let me see if I can align that with it. So I want people to understand that whenever there's something that's out there and you're a veteran and you have an idea, your services are there to support and walk alongside them.
Now, don't be wrong. If you have no idea what you want to do, but you just know what you need to do, do something. Hey, come talk to us.
Yeah, come in, man. We want to talk. I'll talk to y'all.
Yeah, we'll spitball some ideas and we'll figure something out, you know.
What we going to do, DJ? DJ's a sound engineer, man. We going? Fantastic. You know, I really thank you for coming in because every time you come, you give great insight and then action steps that we can do. How do folks get a hold of you?
You can go right to the website. You just click on there, and we actually, I believe our pictures, there used to be a link. You can just click the button and and then email me. But otherwise, put my phone number out, correct?
Yeah, Mont Carmel's number I would do.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want your personal, a whole lot of folks calling.
I love you guys, but you know.
Hey, Nick, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Right. Plan?
any questions you guys have, you know, feel free to give me a call, 719-309-4777.
All right, one more time.
719-309-4777.
Peer Navigator, Transition and Employment for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, Nick Wernbluski. Thank you so much for being in
with us. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back with more Tactical Advantage and John Register right after this.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
In today's tough economic times, it can be hard to make sure you're working with companies that have your best interest at heart. Because of this, you can count on the Wire Nut to go the extra mile to make sure that you and your investments are protected. You can trust the Wire Nut for licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. The Wire Nut is your complete home service company. They strive to make sure you are comfortable in your home and that your home is safe. Call the Wire Nut Home Services at 719-465-5902. Online at thewirenut.com. Proud sponsor of the Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
Hey, everybody. We just shifted the conversation over to Zoom because I just ran out of time with this amazing individual. And so I just got her back on the line just so we could actually finish this amazing conversation. So once again, we are talking with Nikki Bosco. She is a senior customer success manager for LinkedIn in conjunction with Mount Carmel and teaches the 101 course that's over there, which I went through. So thanks for coming back and making more time for us, Nikki.
Of course. Excited to be here.
So what made you want to work with veterans?
My little brother. Alex Bosco, not so little. He enlisted in the Marines after graduating college, wanted to serve his country. And through his service, he shared, was so gracious in sharing his stories through boot camp and 2 deployments. And never had I, you know, we've had family members that have served, grandfathers, and never had I so closely gotten to understand the military experience. And so I'm so thankful for him and his stories. And, you know, he was telling us a story about being out in just field training, carrying this 85-pound pack, which when he had come back from deployment, we were there to greet him and the pack was on the ground. I tried to pick it up off the ground. I couldn't even get it on my back. And he's telling these stories about climbing mountains with this thing on his back for 7 days. And I said, you did what? For how long? And up what mountains? So
wow.
This physical resilience and the mental capacity, along with what I've now learned around leadership skills, is something that I realized I had a light bulb moment where I said, I want more of these individuals around me working because we have some real problems to solve. And I believe that we will all be made better if we are working around individuals that have served in the military.
Yeah, I like that. I remember my rucksack very heavy. And then I also remember, we're always marching someplace, right? So then I always thought about the movie, because we're both from the Chicagoland area. So that's, you know, with Stripes, remember Stripes with Bill Murray? Oh, yeah. And just say, hey, we're walking, you know, in the march. So, you know, as we are looking at this, you know, I was in your class and I would love to do a LinkedIn 201 or 301 course with you. You know, I don't know if that's in the making or not, but, you know, are there any incentives for veterans to get on and take advantage of LinkedIn and kind of take it for a test drive?
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to linkedin.com/military, you'll notice there are many resources available for service members, current active duty, reservists, spouses, and of course, veterans. The resources are this. There's a free year of LinkedIn Job Premium, which means you have the upgraded version of your profile. And that also includes a year of the LinkedIn Learning courses. So both of these things are really at the heart and center of if you're trying to find a job and trying to transition out or really explore your career. And so that is one of the biggest things that I would say anyone who's not familiar with this yet, please go explore that. Consider if this is the right time for you to sign up for that, because it really is transformational to start to use some of these resources to sort of change and help you think about what you want to do next.
It should transform my company as I was moving through, you know, LinkedIn. I want to go back and actually try to get that year. So yes. I need to talk to you about that again, because I blanked out. I couldn't figure out how to do it. So we'll talk about that offline. So thank you so much once again for coming on. Anything that I've missed? How do people, you know, around the community get a hold of you to take this amazing class?
Yes. So you can sign up for the Mount Carmel class on their website. So just Google Mount Carmel Services in Colorado Springs. You can also go on LinkedIn.com, and there are LinkedIn learning videos that you can watch on demand on your own time that talk about how to build your profile. You can also connect with me, find me on LinkedIn.com. I'm constantly sharing resources and ideas about how to build your profile and your presence on LinkedIn. And then I'll just also mention a few other things outside of LinkedIn that being immersed in this community, I have learned have been wildly useful for veterans. One is an organization called shift.org. They help transitioning. So if you're in that mode of transitioning veterans into tech companies. So if that's of interest to you, I know it's very specific industry, but that's one organization that has a resource that's free. It's like a 10-week cohort where you learn so much. And a lot of it is about your profile on LinkedIn and building your resume. And then the other organization is Veterati. John, have you heard of this?
I have not. Veterati.
Veterati. It was started by a woman. She was named female top 30 under 30 in Forbes. This is an online platform that connects civilians with military and veterans online. So say for me, I could go on, I'm a civilian, I work in a corporate company, I go on Veterati, I create a little profile, and I list the times on my calendar, 30-minute chunks that I'm available to provide mentorship and what I can provide, like what I do.
Yeah, that's great.
Veterans can then go on and select a 30-minute time slot from all of these people across the web. And it's really amazing organization, Veterati.
All right. Well, we have a lot of resources. Thank you so much. We got shift.org out there, Veterati, and then coming in for your class that they can sign up at Mount Carmel. So yep. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate that. Would you have something else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you. Appreciate you all as well.
All right. And that's going to do it, man. We're going to go to the next segment, and we'll be back with Tactical Advantage with John Register right after this.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage. Heard every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on KPPF.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
Hey, welcome back to the Tactical Advantage, everybody. Once again, my name is John Register, and I'm in studio with, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this, veteran business owner of Pins and Needles Custom Tattoo Company, the Social Events Center, and the Art Gallery below Art Gallery, served on the board of the Black Advisory Council for the L. Pomar Foundation and was nominated as Woman of Influence in Colorado Springs 2018. Please welcome Christina Wright.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Really appreciate it. So looking back, kind of, you're a military veteran, right?
Yes.
And so looking back on your career, you were an Army mechanic.
Yes.
What's the nomenclature on that one?
Wrench Turner, 63 Bravo.
63 Bravo, baby, in the house. You did that for almost 10 years before retiring here in Colorado Springs, Fort Carson.
Yes, sir.
What caused you to stay at Carson?
Colorado's beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm originally from Baltimore. It took 10 minutes of fresh air and some good faucet water to change my mind. and right? that did it.
Yeah. And so, you know, at 10 years, you know, you probably learned a lot in your Army training. So how have you brought that experience forward? Kind of, what was your transition moment? And how do you brought that forward with you?
The transition was tough. I'm used to being one of few females around a bunch of other male mechanics. Mm-hmm. I was really good as a mechanic. So I built a bond that made it comfortable to kind of just ease into any transition. I was lucky enough to work with a bunch of really, really good mentors that made it comfortable just to kind of fit into any space that I felt like I was invited to. Mm-hmm. Colorado has been a blessing in disguise. So I've just kind of fit in and just kind of figured out what the community need more of. And I felt like that was my calling. And even though it kind of went the direction of a tattoo shop, the community and the locals and that same camaraderie, it feels very Army-like, feels very military-like.
Yeah, there's a huge military community indeed. For sure here. Yeah, great observation. Now, so I'm going back to the rinse turn and everything, because you know what made me cry?
What's that?
Bus and attire.
Oh, okay.
A hemet tie, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you said a hemet.
One of the big old, said. Oh.
I've got a nice scar behind my ear for thinking I can use my foot to pull the.
Oh my gosh, that is like, I used to cry. We got to do this, Arv. We really got to do this. So you have lived in you know, larger cities than Colorado Springs, higher crime rates, and saw the frustration when you were trying to make a difference, didn't work. What's kind of your personal vision for Colorado Springs? Understanding that.
Colorado Springs is a small part of what I'd like to see our communities do for, you know, younger kids, especially inner city communities. I wish there was a lot more that we can do, you know, all around. However, because I've lived here and I've been here now for 18 years, I'd like to see the community embrace arts more, embrace spaces for the youth to just explore and to do more. I think Colorado Springs is beautiful and it's on everyone's map for a place to come. But for those that live here, we want to see more, you know, more opportunities for kids, more opportunities for growth, especially in, you know, neighborhoods on the south side where I see a lot of people say that they're really trying to put emphasis in it growing. Mm-hmm. So I just want to see more happen.
Yeah, I've never seen when I talk to parents or talk to youth, no one saying, I just want to do bad.
Right.
You know, everybody wants better for, you know, and I think sometimes we have a perception that happens of folks don't want to have a come up or have dreams or goals or aspirations. And you only get out through, you know, go to the military, playing basketball, doing sports or you know, rapping or something. Right. And that's just not the case. Everybody wants to kind of do that. I was thinking about that when you mentioned it. What came up for me was actually youth hubs not Saudi Arabia, but in the United Arab Emirates over in Dubai. Her Excellency Shama began putting together these youth zones, these youth hubs to really train, not that the next generation, but these leaders that were already leading, right?
Wow.
The kids that are coming up in like the educational system, say elementary schools, there's a leader of that class already, right? There's already, people know the kind of the pecking order, but that's leadership already. So how do we get down to that level and show them the skill sets that they can actually elevate? Love what you're doing thing. You know, one thing struck about the Colorado Springs is, you know, not being culturally diverse. You know, I think sometimes we don't understand where our bread is buttered.
Right, indeed.
And that we're kind of against big government, but we got all these government entities around us. Mm-hmm. And so I know we understand that we don't want to take some of the big government and some of that, you know, to help us out. But we get a fire that happens. We lose over 1,100 homes. And then we get a mudslide that does another 300-400 homes out. And then we're asking for the government to give us assistance to help us out. How do you kind of reconcile that in your push forward with what you're doing right now?
I think there's a lot of government communities and facilities that can help. But I'm not really sure, you know, how we can bring all of those together. I've had the honor of working with a bunch of correctional youth aboard that I was just assigned to previously this year. And I'm learning more about just, you know, the directions that the kids went because they weren't sure what was out there for them. That scares me. I have me and my wife share five beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. And my biggest fear is that, you know, we run out of resources and we run out of, you know, I believe when there isn't a space, there's not imagination.
Yeah.
And I'm really afraid for the youth just being, you know, I didn't reach my dream until I was in my 30s. And if I had, you know, in Baltimore, if I had a bigger vision or if I had someone to mentor me or to say, hey, you can do anything, it wouldn't have taken me till I turned 30 to realize I could do anything.
Yeah.
And I'm preaching to the girls now, hey, it's, the sky is not the limit. You can, I mean, people are flying out of space nowadays. Right, right. You can do whatever it is you want to do. Yeah. And if there were more things in place that allow kids to kind of, you know, it's you know, not just like when they would hand you clay and say, hey, try to build something. Mm-hmm. But we gave them those same opportunities, I believe, and the community provided them. I think there could be so much more.
Yeah. So what do you think is the missing link? What's the missing piece? You know, because you just said Baltimore, right? So be mostly more. So we want to, you know, give a shout out to Baltimore. But you're seeing some things that may not have been there. And you're seeing that actually happen here in Colorado Springs as well. So what are some of the things that you saw worked in Baltimore that we might be able to, you know,
I think it's a slow process. I don't think it's happening as well as I would like to say in Baltimore. You know, we've made a lot of changes as far as politics is concerned and putting a lot of different faces in. We have a mayor right now that seems to, you know, be more of a familiar face for a lot of young Black youth. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But I think that there's a lot more handholding that we need to do for people to understand that it's still a safe space. And, you know, it's there's so many things here that I feel like I have a lot more of an opportunity here because, you know, the crime rate isn't excessive. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking 600 people a year in Baltimore, right, and we're talking under 50 here. So we still have a chance before this becomes a big city, before more infrastructures and things come and the city starts to change. We're seeing a slow rise in the crime rate now. And I think it's a lot of it's fear. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are, you know, when new things start to happen to different places, people find that they're becoming more enclosed when actually there are more things that are opening up. Downtown's becoming a lot more, you know, inviting for everyone. So, you know, it's allowing people to become more of a community. I think people just don't know what's here. And I feel like in Baltimore, there's people that are really, really trying, and we just don't know of those folks. There's like a ceasefire thing that happens every month where the community is really trying to get people to, you know, to put the, you know, to put the guns down. Mm-hmm. And it gets better every month, but not that many people know about it.
Right,
and,
right.
you know, we can create those small spaces and groups here, you know, even though there's a lower crime rate. And I think people just need to come out of their house and kind of find their community and find their space.
I think one of the things, you know, that's coming up for me is around kind of this construct around power and status, right? So in power, people don't yield power. They don't give the power away. Some people say they've given power. No, they don't give power away. They're not going to give all of what they've had out. And so power is usually those that are in power elevate status within other groups, right? So either marginalized groups or groups that are asking for power, they elevate their status inside of those. So status is fluid, it moves around. And so what I see is, you know, a kind of a demand that we have some great kids that are in the, you know, the Southeast part of the community. I mean, they're fantastic, brilliant minds that are there, and just opportunity lacks.
Right.
And so once the opportunities come, people, they just shoot, they just move. And so it's not about, I need to do remedial or recession, all those things. I just need to get the opportunity,
right?
Get the same opportunities and we'll elevate. I want to shift gears a little bit because you get some amazing artwork.
Thank
all
you.
Over. Oh man, like what?
Thank you.
And so I heard that you went to a Jay-Z concert because you got Jay-Z on your,
you know it.
And so you were at Jay-Z's concert and kind of front row, you sitting down there and everything. And he's kind of looking over at you. Yeah. What's going on?
He just stopped the music. He said, "Hey, you know, hey, turn that off."
He stopped the music.
Yeah, he stopped the music.
And, so you was that gal.
Yeah,
you was that girl. Yeah. You was that girl.
At that moment, I'm looking around like, you know, I don't know who he's talking to, but this is pretty awesome. I kept getting a glance throughout the show, and you know, you're thinking, you know, you've been told to just kind of look at one thing when you're on the stage, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I kept getting a glance, and I was like, I think he's seen my tattoo. And I was really excited about it. And I was like, oh, maybe he didn't. You know, he's looking at the guy behind me, maybe, because the guy behind me is like 6'8", something. He's probably like paying attention. And then he looks over to the sound guy and he goes, cut the music. music. And I went, oh, we about to see something special. Maybe he's going to freestyle, or, you know. And he goes, we must see this in silence.
You just say, Scott, he said, cut the music.
Cut the music. Yeah. And then I see the camera, because I can see the camera, you know, the big screen, and it pans over to me, and I'm cheesing. I'm going,
what?
I mean, it's not even a cute cheese. It's literally like, because I don't know what's happening. And he goes, we must see this in silence. And then it zooms in on my JFK, my wow. Obama, and Jay-Z tattoo.
Wow.
And I don't think my lips touched for like two straight hours. I was just smiling, and the crowd's all screaming, and people behind me are pushing like I just won the game. And I'm like, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah. That's my
like, that's me. So it was pretty cool.
Okay, what did Beyonce say?
I don't know. She wasn't there. I'm glad she wasn't, because I probably would have passed out. I'm pretty sure I had that Michael Jackson moment where I was about to start crying. I was like, don't cry. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, those are the experiences that we have, right? How do you share a moment like that with some of the youth that are on the kind of Southeast side, or whoever you might meet, you know, coming through your shop? And
you just mentioned it, power. Everything that I acquire, I want to give away. It's not just for me. And I feel that way because so many people that have paved the way before us, you know, did some amazing things, lost their lives, did really, really great things so that we could all be in the same room today. So when you said that just now, it was just like, man, I'm going to be fixated on that for the remainder of the day. If I have it, it's not for me. It's for every person that I'm around. And I'm not about keeping it for myself. I'm starting to get teary-eyed thinking about it. You're supposed to share it.
Yeah.
Like you are right now inviting me here.
You know, I find it fascinating, right? You know, you have something, you share what you have. We share our gifts. That moment can't happen for you if you're not in the room.
Right.
If you don't get yourself to that point, that destination.
Agreed.
And once you're there, then you have these opportunities that just unfold for you, right? And then you can share that with other individuals. So to kind of bring us back in, you know, you're working with the LPMR, serving on LPMR, Black Advisory Council, whose mission is to enhance the lives of Coloradans through grants and programs. Are you seeing a difference, you know, right now with the organization as, you know, as we move through this time?
I've seen them do so many amazing things over the years that's kind of what intrigued me to want to be a part of it. I've kind of got really lost with work a lot this year, so I haven't been able to be a part of so much for the process. But the great part about it is that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen with however they need it to happen and whoever they need it to happen with. So I'm just really proud to be a part of someone or a part of an affiliation or a group that really their focus is to make things better. And it's not to take advantage of the time or to take advantage of the moment. It's just to consistently provide, do better, to build, and to allow people to see that leadership and councils can, you know, provide and do better for the community.
Do you think that there was a lull, or how do things work like when the pandemic hit? Was there a great shift that happened?
I think it's no different than how it's been with everything else. Everyone kind of, you know, out of fear, everyone kind of went to their own personal shelter and just waited for things to become a lot more, you know, safe. I think we're still all pretty much still somewhat in that phase of life. But I think they've built such a great, you know, structure that a pandemic is not something that would worry anyone about it.
Yeah. When we build something strong enough, it can weather the time. We don't have to start looking backwards. We can move from where we are right now, which is what you've done, and creating this business with human needs over profits, which wins you, gets you nominated by Rosina Bakari of the local woman for influence of 2018.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. You know, what kind of validation is that for you and the work that you're doing and, you know, in the business that you have created?
The validation was great. You know, sometimes you don't do anything for claps, but when it came to me, I was really, really excited that I was thought of in that way. It put a lot of pressure on me at the same time, because again, it's it's just one of those things I felt like it just needs to happen. I want to see happen. I want to see the community do great things. My tattoo shop has been really, really great at supporting a lot of charities. You know, we partnered up with Mount Carmel about 2 years ago, and I think we raised enough money for 1,400 turkeys.
Wow.
So for me, that was like, you know, I imagine, you know, handing turkeys off the back of a truck. And I'm thinking this is just great.
Yeah.
So it's just to get the nomination. It was a really good, you know, a really good award to receive, especially with so many amazing women throughout the community. I was really honored.
Do you think the pressure is because it's living up to now the expectations of other people that have seen your brilliance?
No, I think it's more or less I'm probably harder on me than any expectation or anyone else could be. 7 days a week, nonstop. And it's because, you know, this time where I'm somewhat still young, I'm still, you know, very close to 50, but not quite there. I feel like this
is
the time. I would
never guess that, ever.
Oh, I just had a hip replacement. So, it's been 6 months and I'm feeling every bit of it. When I get out of this chair, you will see exactly, you'll say, oh, she's definitely about 50.
I wouldn't have thought that at all. So when you talk to veterans, I'm sure many of you said Mount Carmel, they're coming to the shop, you know, you're really doing some fantastic work. What's some of the advice that you would offer veterans, particularly women veterans of color, as they leave the military and reintegrate into kind of a, you know, a society of for employment?
Find your place. Figure out what it is that you want to do. If you have an MOS, you have skills, you have a trade.
Sure.
But sometimes that's just not. That's just something that you're really, really good at, or something that you've had to do to make ends meet. There's so much more to just what you can do when you get out of the military. There's so many different facilities and people that are offering help and, you know, places where you can come and volunteer and mentor. You'd be surprised what your calling would be in the end. I didn't think that this would be it, but it is. And I'm pretty grateful.
Oh, that's fantastic. Everybody, we're talking with Christina Wright. I just stopped it because I had to do it like Jay-Z. Veteran business owner of Pins and Needles Custom Tattoo Company. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you very much as well.
And we'll be right back. Actually, we're going to end the show right now, aren't we, DJ? We're going to end the show because that was our last guest for the day. Thank you so much once again, Christina.
Thank you so much as well.
Well, that does it, everybody. Another show in the can. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening in. Remember the inspirational cycle. Inspiration is a catalyst to motivation. Motivation, in turn, causes actions. Actions lead us to transformation results. And those results, they re-inspire us or allow other people that are watching the process to catch their vision. Remember that our sponsors are Wired Nut Home Services, Star Dental Institute, and Medicare Mentors. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Thanks again to my friend Mike Lewis for just taking it in, doing the great programs for the past month. And then follow me if you need to and you want to. I would love to see you out there on johnregister.com. johnregister.com. If you scroll down your cell device at the bottom, you'll see all of my social media channels. And I would love to just have you follow me. I want to know who's out there, who's paying attention. We want to have a dialogue conversation. So when our truth outweighs our fear, we will commit to a courageous life. We commit to courageous acts. Go forth and inspire your world. My name is John Register. See you back here next week on The Tactical Advantage with John Register. Bye for now.
This has been Tactical Advantage with John Register, heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. on KPPF, presented by Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Listen to the companion podcast on kppfradio.podbean.com.